Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 234.
Hello, 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 hello.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, gamification is his true motivation, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me today in session 234 of the SPI podcast. I appreciate it. I'm really excited because, you know, we've interviewed a lot of guests of all different ages here on the show, all the way down to, I think, age 8 at one point. We had a guest. She was amazing. We have another person on the show who's quite young, a little bit older, has graduated high school, but she started her entrepreneurial journey while she was in high school. She's the founder of teensgotsense.com, also the founder of the Teenpreneur Conference, and just an amazing person. She does consulting, and she's so young, and it makes me think sometimes, like, man, what was I doing back then? And I only wish I had learned about this entrepreneur stuff much earlier. So if you happen to have teens or young kids, even if they're not teenagers yet, this will be a very inspiring episode. And even if you're not a teen, I would still recommend you listen to this because this is something that's definitely been motivating for me, and it definitely gives me the kick in the pants to just, man, I got to get my stuff done because there are some young guns out there who are doing some amazing things, and I got to catch up. So I'm more than happy to have had this chat with Eva Baker and share this with you today. Again, she's the founder of teensgotsense.com and also the Teenpreneur Conference, somebody who I've met a couple times in the past at the Financial Blogger Conference, and just incredibly, incredibly inspiring and so much energy with her. You'll hear her and what she's been up to and how she got started and what her plans are for the future. So here we go. All right, I'm online with Eva Baker. Eva, thank you so much for coming to the show. Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to talk to you because, you know, I have two kids myself. They're only 6 and 3, but, you know, they're going to be teenagers one day. And that's really who you speak to. You help teenagers learn entrepreneurship. And I think that's so cool. And you also talk to the parents of teenagers and kids to help them encourage their kids to pursue entrepreneurship too. So before we get into all that and talk about, you know, that whole world, I'd love to know more about your story. When did you start to get involved in entrepreneurship? I mean, I'm thinking about my journey. I didn't even consider myself to be an entrepreneur until almost my late 20s. But here you are starting out as a teenager already doing that. What's your origin story?
So my family, me and my brother, we were homeschooled growing up. And for my junior and senior year of high school, my mom wanted me to complete some kind of meaningful project, something to just grow life skills and communication skills and all of that good stuff. So I had to do a project, but I got to choose what it was about. And I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do my project on, because maybe I didn't really want to do a school project, but, you know, I had to. And around that time, my parents were going through a divorce and my mom was just trying to get back on her feet financially. And so she wanted to read The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. But she didn't want to spend the money buying the book. So we went to the library and they only had it on audio tape. And so at 15, I had to listen to it with her in the car, which was not thrilling to me at all. But as I was listening, I was really understanding, you know, what he was saying. And, you know, money had never been something that was taboo in our family. My parents had done the envelope system with me and my brother since I was 5, and all, had always been very open with us about their budget and very hands-on in trying to educate us and those kinds of things. So as I was listening to him, to Dave, and he's, you know, talking about these baby steps that you can take to get yourself out of debt and to start saving for your retirement, you know, I just started thinking, I don't want to ever have to follow this plan and take these steps. I don't ever want to have debt in the first place. And so, you know, of course, I had been fortunate enough that my parents had educated me somewhat on budgeting. And so I started looking online just to kind of find some more education. And there's really not a lot out there for teens. Of course, there are so many great resources for adults to help them make a budget, help them get themselves out of debt, help them save for their retirement. There's really no education for teens online, and it's not happening in schools. A lot of parents don't feel qualified to give that kind of education. So, you know, kids grow up and we go off to college and we get a massive amount of student loan debt and credit card debt because we don't know any better. No one taught us how to handle our money. And so as I realized those things, I decided what I wanted my project to be, and I launched my website, teensgotsense.com, where I blog about things like, you know, how to get good deals when you're shopping and how to save your money, how to, you know, budget, just basic budgeting skills, how to go to college debt-free, how to get a great part-time job, all of those kinds of things. And as I've been growing up and, you know, bought my first car, going to college, just sharing those experiences in hopes of giving teens that basic knowledge of how to handle money wisely. Because I believe that the sooner you can do that, the sooner you can start reaching your goals.
So after you, so that was for the school project.
Yes.
And you've since then just kept it going, right? And how much has it grown since then?
It has grown a lot. I never, you know, I just expected to be doing this for 2 years until I graduated. And every year it just kind of grew and grew and is now my full-time business. And I absolutely love it. One of the opportunities that I've had because of the website is getting to attend FinCon, which is where I met you, which is, of course, a conference that is all for personal finance bloggers. And so I was 17 the first time I went, coming to this very professional conference. I'd never been to any kind of conference like that before. I had no idea how these people were going to accept me or what they were going to think of this 17-year-old who had been blogging for 2 months. But I went and I was so amazed with the people that I found there. It is such a great community of business owners who, although we're all kind of in the same market, we're all kind of competitors in some way. Everyone just comes together to encourage and support each other in what I think is a beautiful way. And I have to attribute a lot of the success I've had with Teen Scott since to the FinCon community, helping me out and teaching me everything I didn't know when I was first starting and allowing me to guest post and be on their podcasts and all of those kinds of things. So it's been a great community to be a part of that I've absolutely loved. And because of that, going to this conference, I thought to myself, hey, it would be really cool if I hosted a conference for teens. And I thought I had a really great idea at the time that I would host a conference all about personal finance, where teens could come and learn how to, you know, avoid student loan debt and learn how to budget and all of this stuff. And I thought it was going to be great. And then I woke up one morning, I was kind of still like in the beginning stages of planning that, and realized, that's the most boring conference ever. No one's going to want to come to that. No teen is going to want to come to that conference. So I kind of put that on the back burner. And last year at FinCon, as I was sitting around all of these amazing other entrepreneurs and business owners, it really got me thinking that I wish I had a way to connect with people my own age on that kind of level and experience the kind of camaraderie that I was experienced with everyone at FinCon with other teens. Mm-hmm. And so that gave me the idea to host a conference for teen entrepreneurs. So that is what I've been working on for the past about 10 months planning this conference. It's the Teenpreneur Conference. So it's for teens who have their own business or who are interested in starting one, or teens who are just interested in entrepreneurship in general can come. And, you know, we're going to have classes like, you know, how to write out a business model and how to use social media effectively, how to communicate well with your customers, all of these types of things that you need to know when running a business. But more than that, I want the conference to be a place where teens can experience the kind of atmosphere that I've experienced at FinCon of teens who are getting behind each other in a real way and supporting one another and having fun together and promoting one another. And so that is my dream. And the conference is coming up very soon, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about it too. By the time this episode comes out, the conference will have already happened. So best of luck to you on that. I'm really excited about hearing about all the news, and people are going to love just the content. I wish it was something that was available when I was interested in entrepreneurship. But of course, I wasn't interested in entrepreneurship when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I was into playing video games and hanging out with friends and going to movies and stuff. You're not the typical teenager, Eva, I think. And I'd love to know from your own words, like, why do you feel that you have all this energy to, you know, do these things that you're doing? Where is this inspiration coming from?
Well, when I kind of got the idea to host this conference for other teen entrepreneurs, I started just randomly calling other teen business owners that I was finding online and just having conversations with them about their business. And, you know, it was so nice to talk to other teens who are running a business like I am. And we had so much in common. And one of the common themes in the conversations I was having with all of these different teens, you know, no matter what their business was, is this isolation that we feel, like we're the only person our age in our community doing what we're doing. And in a sense, that isolation is very real, but it's not necessarily true. Teen entrepreneurship is becoming more and more popular, and there are a crazy amount of teens out there who are in some way running their own business. And my goal is to create a way where we can finally all connect with each other and, you know, not feel so alone anymore, that we can all support each other together.
Well, even before the conference, like even when you started your teensgotsense.com blog, I mean, have you always had the entrepreneurial bug in you? And if not, like, where did it come from?
You know, I don't think that I did. And I don't think that it really hit me until maybe about like halfway into my second year running Teen Scott Sense, of what I was actually doing and the possibility that I actually had of where it could go, and that I was actually an entrepreneur, and that this was a business and something that I could, if I worked really hard at, I could grow a lot. And I think it took me a while to get to that point. of just finally realizing that. I also think, you know, my mom is a huge supporter of everything that I'm doing, is my business partner. And I think that if it wasn't for her kind of, you know, giving me those nudges that I needed to do the things that I've been doing, it wouldn't happen at all. So I think it's really important for not just teens, but everyone to have someone to kind of support them and to, you know, give them those nudges when they need them.
Yeah, your mom's very supportive. I could see her here on the teenpreneur.com. There's a note from her, two other parents actually, on under the parents tab. If you want, I'll check it out. There's a nice picture of both of you there. And in there it says, to be honest, I can't really think of a better way for a teen today to learn about life and success and what they can achieve through hard work than for them to develop their own business. And I fully agree with that. I mean, that's why I'm already imploring these entrepreneurship principles and skills into my own kids, and they're only 6 and 3. And
right.
these skills that I've learned in my late 20s and early 30s are things that I wish I knew a long time ago. So it's awesome that you're already experiencing that. But I also know that, you know, I feel like if my parents came to me and they were like, "Pat, you should start a business," I'd be, when I was a teenager, I'd probably push back because I kind of pushed back on everything they said anyway. But how could a parent encourage their kids to get involved with entrepreneurship or learn a lot of these life-changing skills that they can learn through business?
I think sometimes that, just coming out and saying like, "Hey, you should start a business," can be kind of hard because, as you know, you can't just start a business if it's not something you care about and not something you're passionate about. It's not gonna work. If it's something that is boring to you, then you're never gonna put everything you have into it. So I think that it's important as a parent to just to be encouraging to your teen and just kind of foster growth in them to where they can kind of come into it themselves. And once they find what they're passionate about and find what they love, then maybe start giving those talking to them about like, "Hey, you could turn this into a business this way, or would you be interested in doing that?" That kind of thing. But I think if it's something that you're going to try to force, I don't think that's going to work as well.
Is there anything a parent could do to give their son or daughter sort of a taste of entrepreneurship without actually going fully into actually starting a business kind of all out? Is there something one can do to actually introduce them sort of in a small way to see if it's something they're interested in?
You know, I think that obviously if you're a parent and you're an entrepreneur yourself, that is the best way to do it. But as far as introducing it to them in small ways, I think just maybe having them, if you could just like find a group of entrepreneurs, or if you have a friend who's an entrepreneur and maybe just want your child to spend some time with them just to kind of see what they're like and hear the advice that they have to give. I think that would be an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, there's going to be teens who are listening to this, Eva. And so I'd love for you to talk to them about what they could do to actually get out there, get connected. Obviously, there's the conference, which will have already happened. So there maybe hopefully will be another one next year. But even between then, how could a teenager get involved with business? What are their first steps? How can they actually start this thing?
Well, I think the most important thing is just that you've got to get started. Sometimes it's really hard to take that first step, but you've just got to do it. I think that going out into your community and networking in whatever kind of groups and business circles that you can. I know here local in Jacksonville, where I'm from, there is a entrepreneurial meetup that happens every Monday. And I don't go every week, but it's been amazing. There's always a inspirational speaker and just incredible people from the community that I have gotten to make awesome connections with. And so I think if you can find some kind of group like that to be a part of, that is an excellent place to start.
What if a teen is thinking, "Well, you know, nobody's going to take me seriously because I'm only a teenager"? How would you respond to that?
I think that's a very difficult thing to overcome. And that's where this gets hard, and you have to be willing to put yourself out there, which is so difficult. It's still difficult for me to do it, even though I've, you know, had a good amount of practice at it. Is you've just got to be willing to walk right up to people and shake their hands and, you know, tell them your story. But it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to get used to, but it's definitely a skill that you need to learn.
What are some of the skills that you feel like actually are to your advantage as a teenager over somebody who's older?
Well, there's kind of two sides to this, because I do see a lot of, you know, people not taking teens seriously. And I think that is a, I think that's a huge issue. But then also, if you're a teen who's really, who's running a business, who's really trying to make a difference and trying to, you know, meet this goal of being an awesome entrepreneur, that's also going to catch people's attention. And they're going to want to hear from you. They are going to be impressed by you. And so actually, sometimes being younger really does play to your advantage, and doors get thrown open for you that, you know, wouldn't if you were an adult.
Right, as it did with you. Right? then, and that's why we're here on the show talking about teenager related things, which is really cool. And, you know, what are some of the big motivators for teens to actually do run a business? Because I know for me, you know, I have a family to take care of, and that's really what's driving me. What are some of the aspirations that you have, for example, and other teens might have? Because, you know, a lot of teens, they don't necessarily know what they want to do with the rest of their lives yet, and that's okay. But what are those motivators, which are really important to actually motivate oneself to take the action required to build a successful business?
Absolutely, yeah. One big motivator that I think is important right now is that it's really hard to get a part-time job as a teen. I spent 2 months last summer looking for a job. Mm-hmm. And it was extremely difficult. And I've heard several stories of teens who have tried to go out and get a job and can't find one. And so they start their own business instead, because they want to be earning money and they want to be saving for college or, you know, whatever like that. So they need that income. But they're just going about it a different way than the traditional getting a part-time job over the summer.
With your website, Teens Got Sense, which I think is a really smart position, because you're right, nobody teaches this stuff to kids, let alone adults who are just kind of figuring it out along the way. What have been some of the biggest struggles that you've had with that site since you've started? I know you started it for a project and now it's sort of your full-time thing, but, you know, as most entrepreneurs know, it's not all unicorns and rainbows. There's a lot of tough times. And what were some of those tough times for you while having this site?
I think some of the most difficult times were, you know, sometimes several months would go by where I was seeing no growth, you know, nothing really was happening. I was having no opportunities coming in my way, and I was, you know, doing everything that I could, but just no growth, not gaining any new readers, anything like that. And I think those times are always really hard, because those were definitely the times where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to be done with this now. Nothing's happening. And I think I'm really glad that I stuck that out, just because of, you know, sometimes you've got to get through a couple of dry spells before things really start picking up. Mm-hmm. But I think another struggle is just finding a good way to connect with your audience and wanting to be, you know, you as a teen, especially, like, you look at all of these other amazing bloggers like you and a bunch of other really big people, and you're just like, oh, I so want that. And I want it right now. I don't want to have to, you know, do any of the work for it. I just want it to happen. And I think for me, in my mind, that has been a struggle of just knowing that it's going to be a process. It's going to be a journey. It's going to take time and hard work, and I've got to be willing to put it in for that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. I know that, you know, kids are growing up at an age now, or in an era where things are happening really fast, and
yes,
results can happen much faster. So business, I mean, it's still going to take some time to see those results. If you had to start over, if maybe you were going back into the past and starting from scratch again, what are some of those things that you would do differently since you started Teens Got Sense that would maybe make those results happen much faster for you?
I think that if I could go back and tell my 16-year-old self anything, I would tell myself that what I'm doing is a business and that I am an entrepreneur. I think that the moment I realized that, everything kind of turned for me, and I had this paradigm shift of how I was looking at what I was doing. Before, it was just a school project. I was putting in the time, I was working on it, and I really enjoyed it. But until I kind of had this moment of, oh, I could do this full time, I could do this long term, I could grow this into something really, really awesome, it wasn't until that moment that it kind of really clicked for me.
When did that moment happen?
Oh, I think it was after FinCon 2014, 14, maybe. Mm-hmm. So that was in New Orleans. I think I came away from that. I had some awesome mentors kind of give me some advice and kind of help me understand some things that I could do to kind of take it to the next level. And I came away from that with these specific steps of things that I could do to grow Teens Got Sense. And that's when I realized I was like, oh, like I can, this can be more than what it is right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you had said that, you know, obviously you worked really hard to get this up and running. What was that work like for you? Was that time writing? Was that planning? Like what exactly were you doing?
Yeah, writing a lot, you know, going out and getting interviews with people. I have several interviews on Teens Got Sense with managers about how to get a great part-time job. And just really trying to make as many connections as possible. I also work with a couple of other companies that sponsor my site as kind of a brand ambassador for them. And so making sure that I'm, you know, fulfilling all of the obligations that I have to all of those people. And yeah, a lot of writing.
At that time, did you have any urge to do other things? For example, I mean, I know that if I was, you know, into entrepreneurship back in my teenage years, I'd be so tempted just to put that aside and just go out with my friends, because that's what I really wanted to do. And so how does a teen or anyone really balance that urge to just, you know, do fun things versus kind of putting down the effort we need to get work done?
No, that is hard. And that was definitely a struggle of, I'm just like, oh, I'm really tired of writing. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'd rather be doing other normal teenager things. And I think that's where, again, having a support system of friends or family around you is most important. You know, for me, that's my mom just reminding me like why I'm doing this and how important it is, and can kind of, you know, hold me accountable to actually fulfill the commitments that I have to this blog and to some of my other clients.
What can a teen do if they don't have a support system close by like you did?
I think that you've got to get really practical, and you've got to, you know, if you need to, then you need to make a plan and have a time management system in place to make sure that you are getting all of your work done and everything that needs to be accomplished to grow your business before you can do those other fun things. I think that there can be balance there. I don't think that if you're a teen running a business, you can't ever have fun. But I think it's important for you to have the mindset of, you know, finishing your work and then maybe, you know, hanging out with your friends or doing whatever it is that you want.
Mm-hmm. For me, I mean, I use the strategy of using that kind of time as a reward for myself. Mm-hmm. So that actually motivates me to do things the right way, quicker and faster, and actually do that so that I can then do those fun things like hang out with my kids or play video games or whatever I want to do. I still feel like I'm a teen at heart. You know, I like mm-hmm. to do those kinds of things. I still would love to just go fishing with my dad again and play Magic the Gathering all day. That would be fun. That would be a good day. Anyway, Eva, this is great. To finish up, I'd love to know sort of what are your aspirations? Where do you see yourself 5-10 years from now?
That's always such a difficult question. I really hope to continue this theme of entrepreneurship. I hope to have this conference annually and to really cultivate a community of teens that are pouring into each other. And I want to continue doing that for as long as I possibly can and help kind of kindle this fire and this love for business and entrepreneurship in teens.
Do you feel that that's going to be a little bit challenging as you get older, or are you going to continue to sort of brand yourself as the one who actually, you know, you started as a teen, you know how to talk to teens and that sort of thing?
That's my hope. That's what I'm planning on.
Very nice. Eva, thank you so much for your time and sharing everything that you've got going on. This is really exciting, and I'm so excited. I asked that final question there because I really see big things for you, and you're just an inspiration to me and hopefully a lot of the other people out there who are listening, and especially those who have teens and kids too. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for your energy, and best of luck on the conference.
Thanks so much.
Eva, where can people find out more about you and what you're up to?
So you can follow me at teensgotsense.com on Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest, and then at theteenpreneur.com also on Facebook there.
Awesome. Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. All right, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ava Baker from teensgotsense.com and also the Teenpreneur Conference, which has already happened. I actually followed up with her to see how it went, and she said it went amazingly, and I can't wait for her to do it again next year. And if the scheduling works out, I'd love to be a part of that if possible. It's not always possible. I always get asked to do speaking gigs at different places all around the world. And, you know, the most important thing to me is whether or not they fit and align with my schedule. And I don't want to take too much time away from my family at all. And maybe there's a possibility of me bringing them along. And again, it depends on when school's happening for the kids. And there's a lot of things involved with that. But anyway, the Teenpreneur Conference, amazing. Great job, Ava. Thank you again so much. And thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate you listening all the way through. Hey, and really quick, I want to let you know about a page on the website that might be really helpful for you. A lot of you are already taking action on what you've heard on the podcast, which is fantastic. But a lot of you have also messaged me asking for more deeper information, more fine-tuned and highly targeted information for specific problems and pains that you might be having. So what I did was I actually put together a few courses. There's more courses actually coming down the road, but you could check out all the courses and things that are available to you there at smartpassiveincome.com/courses. My team and I have worked really hard to put together the best information that'll help you solve specific problems that you might be having in your business. So if you're just starting out and you need help and you need accountability, handholding, you want a community behind this as well, check it out, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. You can see what's available there. All different kinds of courses to help you through a number of different things you might be working on. And like I said, there are more courses coming down the road too. So one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of the SPA podcast. Until then, come back to the blog, smartpassiveincome.com/session234. Leave a comment for Ava. I'm sure she'd love to see what you have to think about this. And again, check out the Teenpreneur Conference. All you teenagers and young kids out there listening, I hope this inspired you. And man, if only I could go back in time, right? No. Thanks again, and I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Entrepreneurs, what is the smart way to save when your growing business takes you on the road? Whether you're going to events or conventions or you're speaking somewhere, no matter what it is, you need to sign up for a free membership with Hertz Business Rewards. Yep, Hertz Rental Car created a program to help small and mid-sized businesses save money. Work trips, client meetings, industry conferences. With Hertz Business Rewards, you save at least 20% every time you rent a car. And you'll save on more than just the daily rate. Members earn credits redeemable toward free rental days, and it's also free to add an additional driver if any additional coworkers come along. And for those Gen Z entrepreneurs out there, no young renter fees. Plus, sign up for Hertz Business Rewards today and earn 3x credit during your first 90 days. These benefits add up to big savings that stack more dollars in your wallet. Join for free at Hertz.com/business rewards. Applies to base rate, taxes, fees, and options excluded. Additional terms and exclusions apply. Visit Hertz.com/business rewards to learn more. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I highly recommend Problem Solvers, hosted by Jason Pfeiffer, who's been on the show a few times, actually. As you probably heard in the credits, both our shows are on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On Problem Solvers, Entrepreneur's editor-in-chief tells the stories of real founders that solve real problems in their businesses, helping listeners get through any obstacles in their own ventures. And each episode is really distinct and easy to follow, and they're bite-sized too, usually around 15 to 20 minutes. And Jason pulls each story out himself so you can avoid the same crippling problems. Matt and I were recently on the show in episode 302, and Jason recently hosted a great episode on whether anyone could be too quote-unquote curious for a traditional career. Listen to Problem Solvers right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.